When tech trumps horsepower, it's the Friday Mixer. Decades, automakers have looked to the auto shows of LA or the North American International Auto Show in Detroit to unveil their latest luxury vehicles and concept cars of the future. But more and more, it is the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES as it's called, in Las Vegas, where they're making the biggest splashes. So far at CES 2016, which is, by the way, going on now, General Motors has pulled back the curtain on a commercial version of its Chevy Bolt, VW, Volkswagen, a new electric microbus, and Kia, the Korean automaker, a new sub-brand for its autonomous driving features as well. But perhaps more important than those headlines is the fact that automakers are focusing more on the latest tech features when marketing their products. Joining us now, just back from CES in Vegas, is Frances Anderton, who's the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Welcome back to you. And along with Frances is Steve Levine, the Washington correspondent for Quartz Magazine. He's also author of The Powerhouse, America, China, and the Great Battery War, which is coming out, I understand, soon in paperback, Steve.
That's right. It is. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Thanks for coming. Frances, I know I went to the auto show here in Los Angeles at the convention center this past year in November. It was clear that the big automakers were looking to the Consumer Electronics Show. I mean, you could just see it all over the place. As a matter of fact, when you talk to people, they say, we're going to do this unveiling there. We've got more tech features there in Vegas. Why is that?
Because everything's about tech. I think really the person that sums it up best, I'm going to throw straight to Alex Davies. He's with Wired Magazine. I met him on the show floor in the North Hall of the big convention center, and this is what he had to say.
The Detroit Auto Show starts Monday, and I'm not entirely clear what automakers have left to show there, because this is really the show where the interesting, most fun, consumer-oriented stuff will come out, because cars aren't really so much about engines anymore. They're not about performance anymore, because it doesn't work anymore. Cities are too big, our planet's getting too polluted, and so the most exciting things happening in cars are happening at CES.
I don't know what they have to show there. He is talking about Detroit, which is undoubtedly, maybe arguably today, the car capital of the world. I don't know what they have to show
I
there.
Know. It's a pretty damning statement. I mean, I definitely have heard about auto reporters who are going to Detroit and they weren't at CES. So he doesn't speak for the entire industry. But it is absolutely true that CES has become the dominant venue. And as he said, even though there are car makers who are showing off their absolute gas-guzzling, you know, incredibly horse-powered cars, really the reality is, as he said, most of us are stuck in traffic. And in fact, what we now want our car to do, since we are stuck in traffic, is we want to be able to program from our car to get our kettle boiling, get our heat switched on at home, get dinner started. And that's what the big story was. Everyone I spoke to was putting cars in the context of the so-called Internet of Things, the Internet. The connectivity between devices, the car, the phone, the fridge, the dishwasher, are all talking to each other. This was the future that I was gathering from CES. And what I was in addition being told is the Internet of Things has been talked about for the last 3 years, but now it's really happening.
Is it really happening,
well,
Steve Levine?
Yeah.
Is it really happening?
I think it is. We're hearing from all the major car makers and now the upstarts, Googles, the Apples of the world, that they are infusing tech to excite people to buy their cars and also to stay in the game. I think on top of that, we're having the electrification of cars. So the biggest players, when they're talking about automating functionality, they're talking about electrifying their cars in the same breath. So we're heading into a very new generation, and over the next 2-3 years, we may be heading into a tipping point for electric cars too.
Electric, all right, I get it. Electric cars, obviously, fossil fuels we don't need to burn anymore. We're trying to stymie climate change, and but what I don't get is people, maybe outside of the big urban areas, aren't in their cars as much as we are in LA or perhaps in other big cities. Do we really need for a 15-minute trip to the grocery store? Do we really need to have internet connectivity? Do we really need to turn the lights on and all of that? Is it that important? I'm just playing devil's advocate here. It'd be really cool to drive. I mean, I'm thinking it would be really cool to drive something where I can turn the lights on or, you know, it stops me from a collision or anything else. But if it's just a few minutes in the car?
I mean, I'll speak just for a second. People do not get out of their seats. They won't leave a room unless they have their phone in their hands. So yes, people do want to have connectivity all the time. And if they don't, they're totally stressed out.
And let me tell you how stressed out people can be.
Okay,
to your point. So thousands of us, remember around 200,000 people attend CES. Many of those thousands set off on Tuesday to get to Las Vegas. Thousands of us wound up being stranded at airports because there was a massive storm. Las Vegas was draped in fog. All of a sudden, people couldn't fly. People found they had to find their way into cars. People were kind of panicking because basically the Internet of Things was not functioning. People didn't know when the next airplane was going to take off. The messaging just fell apart. I wound up meeting in the old way two people at the airport like me stranded, and we, the three of us, wound up driving together.
Wait, you met someone at LAX?
Yes.
And you just drove with a total stranger to Las Vegas?
I drove with a Korean businessman who had just flown in.
I salute you, by the way. I salute you. I love that story.
But I can tell you, we were all off the net when this happened because it was a system shutdown. And so I wound up with a Korean businessman who'd flown in from Seoul. He was meant to be at CES for a fancy dinner that evening to talk about his product. He was tired. He was completely jet lagged. He didn't know what to do. He joined me and another fellow I met who was a tech industry lobbyist. The three of us got this car together. And we wound up having kind of a great trip, actually. It was really, that was part of the adventure, but it was really very telling. So I do think, to your point about being a devil's advocate, you should be a devil's advocate because it's not as straightforward as it sounds. When you're at CES, which, by the way, is in the very unreal environment of Las Vegas, so you've got unreal
unreal,
and people are totally jazzed up about the future represented in the interconnectivity of all these gadgets. And then you get out into real world. Yes, I do think it's far more complicated and nuanced.
Steve Levine, I know a lot of folks, Francis included, who didn't get there on time because of the delays on the airplane. They were waiting for GM's big reveal of their new Chevy Bolt. The CEO, Mary Barra, personally unveiled it at CES this week. Tesla's expected to follow suit with this Model 3, I believe, is like a crossover that they're unveiling, a more affordable car later this year. Is this that tipping point, do you think, for the electric car?
It's the beginning of a 3 or 4 year period in which every major car maker, egged into this by Tesla, by CEO Elon Musk, into going into mainstream electric cars. So Chevy Bolt, Mary Barra, is first out of the gate with showing the car. They're not going to start selling them until the end of the year. Tesla will be out with its showing its car in March and will sell in about 2 or 3 years. But after that, VW is trying to save itself from obscurity by transforming itself from a diesel-driven company to an electric car company. BMW, Mercedes, Toyota, Nissan, all of them, Ford, they're all going headlong and into electrics. And we'll see. All of them are trying to launch. They are launching mainstream priced electric cars. And we will find out over the next 3 or 4 years if consumers buy them.
Certainly the big issue that gets raised pertaining to the electrification of cars as well as the self-driving piece of it all, because that's a really big piece of this whole discussion, is security concerns. Security, privacy.
Hacking.
Yeah. I mean, Steve, can you take that on?
Well, this is a huge issue. I've been working recently on a big deep dive into cyber security. I think especially Tesla right now, it's trying to make its mark by updating its cars constantly over the internet. Now, if they're updating their cars over the internet, it means hackers can get in there too. So I do think all of the automakers are going to have to do something to make sure that these cars don't go haywire.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're going to talk about, obviously, going forward. Maybe next year, CES. Maybe there will be a booth about that, encryption and security.
Oh, that's such a big issue,
it is.
Security and privacy.
And privacy. Francis Anderton, who's host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. Francis, thank you.
You're so welcome, Steve.
Glad you made it back in one piece, too.
Thank you.
And Steve Levine, Washington correspondent for Quartz. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.